Greetings from Orin. You can learn to recognize if the advice you receive is truly higher guidance or not. There are many ways to recognize clear guidance. When you receive clear guidance, it may come with a distinct feeling that you can recognize. There is often an aha moment, an inner click, a feeling of the rightness of the message conveyed, a renewed feeling of excitement, or a sense that something is possible that had not seemed possible before. Clear guidance reveals opportunities. It often brings feelings of confidence, well-being, peace, and a feeling that things will be well, even if you can't see how or why, or all the steps you need to take to make it happen. Clear guidance dispels doubts and fears, inspires you, shows you action that you had not previously thought of, and leads to winning solutions for all involved. It leads you toward your higher path and purpose, and away from those choices and decisions and paths that are not right for you. When you receive higher guidance, there is a greater certainty about the rightness of taking the action indicated. The guidance comes into your mind or your feelings in such a way that its power dissipates other directions you may have been considering. It usually brings a shift in your perspective, so that something that used to seem difficult or uncertain now seems possible. You may not know every step, and you probably won't in advance. However, there will come a feeling or a sense of what to do next, and you will no longer feel stuck or blocked. Clear guidance is usually about your next steps rather than what to do for years to come. That is all it can be for each action you take, based on your guidance, reveals the next action to take. Once you take an action, you put into motion a certain trajectory that did not exist before you received the guidance and took action upon it. This, in turn, changes the future outcome. Each action opens up a new possibility for a future action that did not exist until you took the first one. As you learn to recognize clear guidance, you can also learn what guidance to question. Guidance you receive that may not be accurate, that you need to ask again and continue to ask for clarification. This would be guidance that sounds too good to be true. Continue to ask for guidance and ask to know what is the truth. Ask to recognize what is based perhaps upon strong expectations or desires that you need to let go of. You can recognize this when you receive guidance that comes without a feeling of truth, that is just words that do not bring a feeling of peace or release. Continue to ask for guidance until the advice you receive does this. Question any guidance that tells you to do something you don't want to do or that has a bad feeling for you. Continue to ask for advice until you receive guidance that has a good feeling and is something you want to do. Any guidance that makes you feel bad or fearful about the future, let go of that guidance and ask for guidance that is clear, that opens up your future and brings you inspiration and hope. If any advice you receive or guidance isn't clear but confusing, continue to ask for advice until your guidance is so clear, you know what to do, and there is no longer any doubt or confusion. If any guidance you get creates division or separation between you and others, continue to ask for advice and for clarity until the answers bring you a sense of unity and peace in your heart. There are many ways to receive guidance from your guide once you have asked for it. Guidance can come as informational messages from your guide, either received by your mind directly or through speaking aloud and verbally channeling. Guidance can come through feelings or a knowingness that does not involve words. Your guidance may come in a feeling to take action or not to take an action. You may have a stronger knowingness of what to do or not to do. You may feel like turning away from one path and turning toward another one. These inclinations may be very strong or very subtle. It is important to pay attention to your feelings and to do those things that call to your heart. To receive ongoing guidance about any issue you want clarity about, keep your request close to your awareness. Hold the area you want guidance about in your mind throughout the day. Keep asking for guidance and listening for answers. Be alert to incoming thoughts and ideas. For the guidance your guide is sending you can come through inner messages and thoughts anytime, including after you have asked for it. Your guidance may come through spontaneous insights. Sometimes guidance comes when you are thinking of other things, relaxing, taking a bath or shower, walking, or doing the dishes. Odd moments during the day. Something may unfold in your awareness. Some thought or idea may spontaneously occur, bringing with it the spark of an idea that changes how you think about things in the area you want guidance about. You may even suddenly and spontaneously decide to take an action without even much thought or feeling about it. All of these are ways you can receive guidance. You might receive guidance through books and media and audio. After you have asked for guidance, notice if you are drawn to read a particular book, perhaps finding a passage that particularly applies. Especially notice any spiritual books you are drawn to, that you can open to any page and receive a message. Sometimes you can get a phone call or a message from a friend that will bring you exactly what you need to hear. There are many ways your guide can speak to you. Notice what jumps out to you from any media or people or audio or books, and know that guidance is constantly coming your way.